Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and in just a moment, I'm going to sneak into Spectre's locker room and snoop around for a rumor. Once the store opens, we're to find out everything from whether or not Spectre wears tighty-whities during his matches to what kind of hair dye he uses to make his hair purple. Shh! Let's go. Just our luck. The light isn't working. Oh my God, what was that? Spectre? Is that you? Okay, I'm completely freaked out, and Rick doesn't pay me enough to do interviews in the dark. Did you hear that? Oh my God, it's moving. Back up. Back up, it's coming this way.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Candace, what's going on? What's wrong?
Spectre, I thought you were in there. But if you're out here, then what's in your locker room?
Huh? What? What were you doing in my locker room?
Rick told me to find something interesting for our magazine on you. So when we went into your locker room, there was a sound, and then there were two glowing eyes. We were afraid it was you playing a joke, but like I said, you're out here.
Two glowing eyes? Oh, Candace, there's no need to be afraid. That was just one of my shirts hanging up. And all you saw was the glow-in-the-dark eyes on the back of my shirt, okay?
Okay, Spectre, but it was moving, and T-shirts don't move.
Candace, baby, I assure you, there's nothing in there. You opening the door probably caused the wind to move my shirt. That's all you saw. There's nothing to be afraid of. Now, you just run along and get yourself together. Everything is going to be all right.
Okay, come on, guys. We still have a chance to hunt down Lee Real before the main event.
Hey, you've been spotted. I need to get you hidden elsewhere in the building, okay? So no one finds you. Come on, let's go.
Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, and good Lord Almighty. What do you think Spectre has? What in the purple hell is in his locker room? You know, I'm not really one to dabble in rumors, but Miss Suck is in the building, and the Spectre is a little bit weird, if you know what I mean. But all joking aside, our arena has been engulfed in blue and gold laser lights, and as they cascade over the crowd, you can feel the anticipation is reaching a fever pitch. Fans, I've been covering this sport for many years, and I can say without any sense of redundant hype that there is no feeling in the world like the moments right before the Boy Wonder enters an arena. Appearing from the back behind the curtains with his long black wrestling robe, tonight Daryl Bazal is sporting platinum sequins, and would you look at that? He's flexing to the crowd. Standing atop the ramp with a cocky smirk on his face, Bazal glances over to the fans, absorbing their huge adulation. Folks, Daryl Bazal has to be pound for pound the most dangerous wrestler here in WWA. And although Daryl Bazal is overmatched right now against a drunken bastard Billy Ray, you can't help but get the feeling that this is going to be an action-packed match with some sort of surprise twist ending. Down the ramp with Teddy Valentine now appearing from behind the curtains. You know, Valentine is always present for Daryl Bazal's matches just in case an emergency should occur. But throughout the years, Valentine has learned his role well. And unlike other seconds in the business, he has never served as a distraction for Bazal once the bell rings. Standing at the base of the ring, Bazal throws back his shoulders and oh! All four turnbuckles erupt in an explosion of blue and gold pyrotechnics. My God, what an entrance from the Boy Wonder!
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout is scheduled for one fall and will have a one-hour time limit. Introducing first throughout his career, he has claimed the honors of being the first unified BACW World Heavyweight Champion, the first WWA Heavyweight Champion. He claims to be the only man to hold both the WWA and NEWA World Heavyweight Championships. He is virtually undefeated in a decade of competition, and he weighed in tonight at 287 pounds of pure muscle from Edmore, Michigan, standing and opposing 6'6" tall. He is known throughout the United States as the future. He is touted in the Midwest as the career killer, and in London, they call him the Boy Wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and true only living legend of professional wrestling today, Daryl Bazal!
Let's face facts, folks. Billy Ray is not qualified to compete with a world-class athlete like Daryl Bazov. For these reasons, Daryl Bazov must use a technical assault that takes Billy Ray off his feet and down onto the canvas, rendering his hardcore lunacy completely ineffective. Daryl Bazov must also take the out-of-shape Billy Ray off his back, and he's going to have to make Ray work for everything he gets. Look, Ray's a drunk, and he's probably going to come down to the ring with 24, 25, even 26 beers inside him. If Daryl Bazov takes him down and forces Ray to work his ass off for everything Billy Ray has in the tank early in the match to get vertical again, I don't think Billy Ray's stamina can hold up. As for Billy Ray, his strategy is simple. Lie, cheat, and try to steal a victory before Daryl Bazov can get his motor running. And speaking of trying to steal a victory, it's time to introduce the drunken bastard.
And his opponent. He comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and is accompanied to the ring by his best friend, the bartender. He claims to be lighter than Chris Ross's mother and heavier than a keg of beer. Drink your drinks before he drinks them for you. This is the drunken bastard, Billy Ray.
Up onto the apron and spitting a mouthful of beer into the crowd. Oh. Ray smashes a can into his forehead and entering the ring with a bounce. Can you hear this crowd? Support Billy Ray. Oh, Ray isn't waiting and he's charging towards Bazov with his fist flying. And the referee has no choice but call for the bell. And here we go. Bazov is quick to return fire, but Ray digs in, landing a few more lefts to the jaw. Daryl reels back and leaning up against the ropes, baits Ray into the corner, and here comes Billy Ray charging. Bazov raises his knee, and oh, good Lord, what a killer UFC-style knee to the face of Billy Ray by Daryl Bazov, and the drunken bastard is stunned. Off the canvas and into the ropes with an Irish whip by Bazov goes Ray, and here comes the drunken one on the rebound. Belly to belly release suplex skids Ray across the canvas and pounding his fists into the logo. Ray is livid. He can't believe Bazov just tossed him across the ring with such ease. Charging him with reckless abandon, Ray misses with a wild clothesline, and it's Bazov from behind with a punishing full Nelson and squeezing down on the neck of Billy Ray. The drunken bastard is in trouble, dragging Ray into the center of the ring. Billy, oh, he just connected with a back heel kick to Daryl's testicular region and grunting off the cheap shot. Bazov goes for the full Nelson slam. Ray hangs on and counters. Oh my God, he just countered with an arm whip. And look at the shot that has overcome Daryl Bazov's face. Billy Ray actually hit a wrestling move. I don't believe it, and to be quite honest, Ray looks stunned too. Here comes Billy Ray charging towards that Ray Bazov, but down drives Ray across the ring. Oh, and into the turnbuckle with a picture-perfect double leg spear. Ray is on his back, and here comes Bazov with his version of the ground and pound. Hard lefts and rights force Ray to seek shelter into the ropes, and breaking the offensive assault, the referee forces Daryl Bazov back into the center of the ring. Ray is up now on all fours and pushing the referee to the side. Here comes Bazov, and my God, did you see him just tear into Billy Ray with that vicious knee lift, and that has to put Ray on Queer Street. Off the canvas and into the ropes goes a groggy Ray, and setting up shop in the middle of the ring, here comes Bazov, and he presses Ray up over his head, stalling to impress the crowd. Bazov opens himself up for a rake in the eyes, and Ray has escaped. Oh, awesome scoop slam by Billy Ray on the logo, stuns down Bazov, and fans, that looks like Billy Ray's break. Look at Ray return the favor with punches and punches, and Daryl is quick to close the gap, and there he goes in that UFC clinch. Look at the experience of Daryl Bazov as a fighter come in handy. Folks, if Billy Ray cannot extend his arms and create distance, Bazov's shoulders are down. Oh my God, he has a door. One, two, three, no shoulder up by Daryl Bazov, folks, and this one's going to continue. Fans, it only might be for a short period of time, but Billy Ray looks great in the middle stages of this contest, but Bazov has done almost everything right since the opening bell. I'm not sure who's going to win this bout, but right now it's Ray with an Irish whip that sends Bazov into the corner with the hard thud. Follow uppercuts by the drunken one, rocks Daryl Bazov in place, and leaning forward, Ray connects with an all-hands headbutt that has Daryl Bazov seeing stars. Head and arm by Ray, and fall away pancake, and flopping down onto his back, Daryl Bazov appears to be in trouble. The bartender is now screaming at Billy Ray to keep it on the mat, but Ray is wobbling in the corner, and he's calling for a second rope leg drop. The bartender closes his eyes, and here comes Ray. Oh, he missed. He missed. Ray missed, and there goes Bizarre, kipping up, pulling his hair in a fit of rage. The injured Ray stumbles forward, but misses with a wild crossline. Oh, Bizarre blaster to the chin of Ray. And you know what this means. Lifting Ray off the logo, and in the ring comes a bartender with the whiskey bottle in hand. Oh, but this time Bizarre is ready. He sees him. Bizarre blaster rocks the bartender's world, and falling through the ropes and flat on his ass, down Bizarre will not be denied this victory. Oh, my God. No low blow from behind by Billy Ray, and Darryl Bazov is in an extreme amount of pain, spinning the boy wonder around and playing with a front-rushing leg sweep that sends Darryl face first into the whiskey bottle, and folks, Darryl Bazov is busted open. Ray is now going up to the top ropes, and oh my Lord, no, please don't tell me. Don't tell me he's going to go up the top. Here he comes. Oh, beer bomb sent on right across the chest of Bazov, and Ray did. He did it. One, two, three, I don't believe it, folks, and neither can Billy Ray. Darryl Bazov is the first person to ever kick out of the beer bomb senton, and this match is going to continue. Billy Ray is now screaming at the referee, complaining about a slow count, and Bazov with a kip up. Oh, my God, Billy Ray doesn't see him. Ray turns around, and Darryl gives him a Matumbo finger wag. Wild clothesline by Ray misses. Bazov blaster to the chin connects, and there's only one more thing for Darryl Bazov to do. Off the canvas by the moment and looping his arm over his head. Up into the heavens of extreme and down with the light of judgment finisher. And this one is over. One, two, three, ring the bell, because Darryl Bazov has just defeated Billy Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, Darryl Bazov!
Rolling out of the ring and being helped up the aisle by Teddy Valentine, I think everyone in WWE already knows that there's just no quit in Darryl Bazov. Dedicated and devoted to the perfection of his craft, it's no secret that Bazov has been given the name, the future. And you know what? In WWE, he has to be the man to beat at the grinder. And that includes all three of our champions. Inside the ring is a man who once had it all. And as Billy Ray's mark, his string of losses drops to three or four in a row. There's so many I can't even tell right now. You just have to wonder, what is this great wrestler gonna do? Is his career finally coming to an end? Let's go to a commercial break. And when we return, I've been told that Candace Hoffman has got Lee Real in the back, and she is going to question him right before our main event. We'll see you in a few, and thank God. Hey, what's that smell? I think Ray sharted.